This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
It's so good to be back with you today. I am so happy to be here. I feel so blessed to have the opportunity to be in front of you and to be on the radio sharing my life with you. And I want to hear from you also. So we're going to get to know each other. And that's what the Sue Free Show is about. People ask me that, you know, what is your show about, Sue? And I say, this show exists to empower you. And what do I mean by that? Let me ask you a question. Are you in need of passion? I know I am. I'm full of passion on certain things, but I could always use more passion. And purpose, we all need to know what our purpose is in this life that we lead. And connection. I know I'm in need of connection every minute of every day. I want to be connected. I want to feel connected. And there's a lot to that. This show is about getting to know you. It's about you getting to know you, and it's about me getting to know you. What are you passionate about? What is your purpose on this earth? What were you created for? When do you feel connected to another person? Have you asked yourself these questions? Who are you? No, I mean really. Who are you really? It's not what you do for a living that determines who you are. It's our actions. Our actions say who we are and what we believe. When you are vulnerable, authentic, transparent, and teachable, going through challenging experiences, we can all grow and learn from one another. This journey is a process where you will be able to receive and discover who you are. This is your life. Are you who you want to be? I'm not who I want to be. I don't know about you, but I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And you know what? Life would be really, really boring if we didn't have this journey and this process. And sometimes we say, God, you say you won't give us more than we can handle, but it sure feels like it's more than I can handle right now. Today, I have a special guest. And you know what? I can't really call her a friend. She's a friend in the Lord. And I didn't even know that when I first met her. But let me give you a little bio of her. Her name is Jackie Lum. And Jackie Lum is a wife to her husband, Steve, for 30 years in July. And she has a daughter, Jenna, who is 28 years old. Her husband and her on the space coast of Florida. So she lives in Florida. Jackie loves the Lord Jesus and uses her gifts to bring hope to people she has been given the opportunity to meet along this path called life. By trade, Jackie is a hairstylist. Oh, that explains your hair, Jackie. And has just finished her studies to receive her Christian counseling certificate. Through her testimony, Jackie gives hope to people who may think that the winter season that they are in will last forever. But Jackie reminds them that no matter how long the winter is, spring always comes around. Jackie, it's so good to have you on this show.
Thank you so much for having me, Susan.
Jackie, I just want to start with sharing with our audience how we met.
Oh, my.
So go ahead. Just explain how we met.
Well, we had the opportunity. My husband is also in pest control, as you are, Susan. We had the opportunity to be together at the Ritz-Carlton in Sarasota, Florida. And the company that put us there also gave spa treatments, which my husband so wonderfully gave to me. And I met you while we were sitting in our big, beautiful robes getting ready to have our spa treatment. And I let you know that the muffins were underneath this clay pot on the counter, and we just got to talking, and then we also met together in the steam room.
That is true. And you also explained how to do the little foot massager beneath my chair, huh? I'm like, what is this thing? I've had I've been blessed with four massages in my life. And so it was a new experience for me. And, you know, some people say I'm shy. Would you believe that?
I did not see any shyness in you, no.
Yes, I know. I'm just kidding. I'm not a shy person. But neither were you. I mean, once we got started, it was like we knew each other for a long period of time. And I call that a God connection. What do you call that?
I call it the same thing. I knew from the start that you were approachable, that you were, as you said, teachable, and just someone that I really wanted to get to know.
And ditto. I felt the same way. You have a spirit and a warmth. And I didn't know that you were a Christian, and you didn't know I was.
No.
Right.
I figured it out when you told my husband he was blessed instead of lucky. I thought, ooh.
That's so funny because I say that a lot because people say, oh, you're so lucky. And I said, you know what? I'm not lucky. I'm blessed.
I love that.
Because there is a truth to that, isn't there?
Yes.
Yes. And it's all how we look at life and how we look at things. And I always say that our, you know, our attitude determines our altitude. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that very much.
So we're going to get into your testimony a little bit.
Okay.
And in your testimony, you know, it brings hope to people that spring will come again. So
yes.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, in my upbringing, I grew up on a dairy farm in upstate New York. And as hard as that was, the Lord also allowed me, before I even got to know him, to understand the seasons. And there's a time to plant and a time to harvest. And starting around age 8, I was sexually abused, sometimes daily, by a family member. I was also around age 15 to 16, because my brother had caused some trouble. I was given over to a state trooper to sexually abuse me and a judge in our town to get my brother off of his trouble. They were allowed to have sex with me also. And the police officer also used torture tools on my body. And I remember I was walking in our back field, probably in March, and I remember thinking, I can't do this anymore. There's got to be a way out for me. I cannot handle this season. And Susan, before I even knew the Lord, I can tell you he spoke to me in a way I've never been spoken to before. And he said, turn and look. And over near our fence was the remnants of a snowdrift. And through the snowdrift, a little daffodil had poked itself through. And the Lord said to me, hold on, my child, because I am bringing your winter to an end. And I'm forcing spring in. And it wasn't very much longer after that that I moved to Florida at 18 years old. I met Stevie Lum and just have had a spring in my life pretty much ever since.
Oh, what a wonderful story. It brings tears to my eyes. And this real sad thing is, Jackie, there are so many people, so many women, including myself, that have experienced similar situations, not to the extent of you. Oh, my goodness. I you know, I just can't even imagine what you've been through. And, you know, I guess the story that we could tell the people listening is that you don't have to stay in that role or, you know, I mean, we can choose. We can choose to think one way or another way. We can choose to look this direction or that direction. But something happened in you, of course. God talked to you before you said you were even a Christian.
Yes, it was amazing. I've had that happen twice in my life, but that was the one that really started the process of getting me out of victim mode into victorious living.
Yeah, and the victim is what I was thinking was victim mode, because people do stay there. They choose to stay there. Instead of saying, no, I'm going to be victorious.
Yes.
You know, because our Lord is victorious. So with this also, how long was this going on? How long was this abuse? From what age to what age?
Probably 8 to 16 when I finally stood up to my family member. And I turned the police officer in. And the only thing that he was made to do was resign with an honorable mention. The police force totally hid it, buried it, and, you know, I just had to leave that in the Lord's hands. And after I started to understand what I have been given for, forgiven for, the price that the Lord paid for me on the cross, I was actually able to go back to the police officer and speak with him for about 3 hours on the forgiveness of Christ. And that has nothing to do with me. That is Christ's work in my life, because, you know, I never saw him actually face a penalty in my eyes. And yet to be able to go back and just share Christ's love and his forgiveness. And we had a really good conversation that day. I don't know if he accepted Christ. I don't know where he is at with that. But I did my part in what the Lord called me to do.
You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on KKLA 99.5. If you have to leave your car and go in the house, you can do that. And you can stream this and listen live on KKLA.com. Listen live. Click on that and you can listen to the show. So you don't have to sit in your car and listen. Some people say they do that, and I think that's great, but you don't have to do that. You also can find this on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I have a page, and I want to let everybody know about this so that if you want to share this message or this show or another show you've heard, you can go on Sue Freeze, one word, spelt like fries, .com. Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And on there, we have put the podcast, Sue Freeze TV. We've got all kinds of things on there that you can pull up, even Helping Hands, which is articles or, you know, just different things that guests have talked about. You can go on there and you can find. So I welcome you and encourage you to look up that. And now we're going to get back to Jackie and her story. And Jackie, I'm so amazed, and I know this has to be encouraging to others that have faced similar situations to where there is healing that happens. There is an end to this. There is a spring that will come just by hearing you. And now you've been married 30 years. You have children, right?
I do. I have a daughter, Jenna, who's 28.
28,
and
yes.
We also raised my sister's daughter. She's, I think, 33 now.
Amazing. Jackie, let me ask you a question on a side note here is, when you met your husband-to-be and been married 30 years, did you feel the need to explain your childhood issues with him? Did you... You know, how did that, did you explain all this to him? Did he know coming in what you had been through as a child?
No, he did not. In fact, I hadn't told anyone up until about 7 years ago. And our friend, my best friend, Tanya, her husband was struggling. And I just got a clear word from the Lord to go share with Jay about what I had been through. So Jay was actually the first one I ever shared with. And within a week, due to a situation that happened, my husband also became aware of it, and I've since told him the whole story. And it did confirm a lot, because when we first met, Sue, I won't kid you, I was crazy. The things I would think, the things I would do, I would overshop and ran our debt way up huge. I way overate. I got up to 328 pounds at 5'4". That's a bit much. And I just kept trying to feed the hurt that was inside of me. So I had not told Steve right away.
And that's an amazing thing, too, because here's your husband not even knowing what. Well, neither one of you really knew what you were dealing with. You knew what you had experienced to some degree. I think our body has a way of having a safety net. And, you know, I know personally for me, it took, you know, I was married for quite a while before I realized I had a similar situation, because my brain had cut it off to where I didn't even know what happened until I got deep into therapy trying to figure out why my marriage wasn't working. And it was uncovered to me at that time. And, you know, people would say, well, how could you not know something like that happened to you? But our body is an amazing, amazing thing.
Yeah.
And it has a way of not letting all of this be known because it's more than maybe we could handle.
Yes, I have seen that a lot. And I actually, yesterday, a lady asked me, you know, why did you move to Florida? Did you always want to move? And there's a lot of that I still don't know. In my yearbook, it says, you know, Jackie, have a great time in Florida. So I know I must have had those plans, but I really don't remember things like that still, even, you know, through getting counseling. And that is so important, what you said, Susan, that there is help out there, and there's very well-trained people to help. And the scriptures, there are so many scriptures that once I saw them about how God lavishes his love on us, and one of my main scriptures is Colossians 1:27, where it says, to them God has chosen. And when I saw God chose me, that was amazing. To make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of his mystery, which is Christ in you, others' hopes of glory. And when I realized if I could get out of this victim mode, I could be somebody else's hope for glory, that spring was going to be coming soon to hold on.
You know, Jackie, what's so amazing in this, I'm on the verge of tears right now because, you know, that's what this show is about. It's not my show. It's God's show. And I just always said when I was growing up that there's got to be a reason, Lord. There's got to be a reason that I'm having to go through what I'm going through. There has to be something more than this, that, and whatever. You know, for me to have to go through all this, there's got to be something you're creating me, not you, you created me a long time ago, but grooming me for.
Yeah.
It's like the pearl.
Yeah.
In the shell, you know, in the oyster and how it becomes a pearl. It doesn't start as a pearl.
No.
And you are a pearl.
And so are you.
Yeah. I just, you touch me so much. And you know what the amazing part about this whole thing is, Jackie, and the listeners need to understand this, is that, you know, there is no coincidence. Coincidence is when God decides to stay anonymous.
Yeah.
And our relationship, I think we've, probably before this interview, we saw each other twice, and the moments were, no, three times. Once when we were getting ready to go in, once in the steam sauna room, and then once when we were fully clothed and made up, right? And you were sitting on a bench with your husband, and I met your husband at that time, and this was at a pest control gathering to introduce a new pest control product.
Yes.
So, you know, it's kind of funny, isn't it? But it's not funny at all. And there was just this immediate connection between us, not knowing our history, not knowing what, yeah, you know, what we have each been through, just that we liked each other from the get-go.
Yeah.
And here we are sharing this intimate, vulnerable story that kind of overlaps each other to some degree. And yeah. I find that a God thing. And so often in life, people that are listening, please take the moment to smile. Take the moment to give encouragement to those that you come in contact with, because it might be the only Jesus that people experience. Take the moment. And with that, Jackie, I'm going to ask you the second question. Do you use what you learned while getting your Christian counseling cert, you know, in your everyday life, your hairstyling, your hairstylist?
Yes, there are many times, to be transparent with you, Susan, that I would love to charge the $50 haircut fee and the $120 counseling fee, because that is what I do all day long. And pretty much anywhere I meet, the Lord will show me that someone that's hurting, and he'll show me a root area to where they're hurting. And I'm, you know, he's just gifted me to be able to just start talking and to share his love. And there's another scripture that I try to live by in Colossians again 4. It says, be wise in the way that you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity, which I think is what we did in the steam room.
Yes.
Let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know and answer and how to answer everyone. And, you know, yesterday in my Weight Watchers class, this lady asked me a question. And I was able to turn it around to the what the Lord showed me, not what I know. Because trust me, my mom had to bribe my high school principal to get me through high school. There aren't a lot of book smarts, but God has gifted me to be able to see into hurting people and to answer seasoned with grace.
So that was Colossians 4 what?
4, 5 through 6.
And the first scripture that, because I asked you at the beginning of the show to please share the scriptures that you lean on. And I always love that because, you know, I'm sure I've read this scripture right here, but it's never meant the same as it means right now. And it's something I'm going to lean on now. What was the first one you mentioned?
Colossians 1:27.
That, too, is something I'm gonna put in my little book I have. So those are wonderful. Jackie, what is your biggest dream?
I would love to speak with, like, Women of Faith Ministries or Extraordinary Women Ministries. I would love just to be able to give the message of the hope like we are today through, a vast audience at one time. And I'm not afraid of the microphone. I love all that. So that would be my biggest dream.
That's my dream, too.
It is?
Yes.
Let's do it together.
Yes, I think that would be a wonderful thing to do together. See? Now, how many minutes have we had before this show? How many minutes have we actually spent talking
probably
to each other?
10 tops.
Tops. 10 minutes. And here we are. And look at what, look. I mean, this is totally a God thing. And I just love how God works. Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing.
You are listening to The Sue Free Show on KKLA, and we're talking to Jackie Lum. And we're talking, I don't know, how would you title this show?
I'm actually thinking of writing a book, Suze, and calling it 8 Years, One Winter, and how the seasons change.
So what would we title this show? Because when people podcast the show, I want them to remember how to find you. So what do we want to title
Hope
it?
Hope for Spring.
Hope for Spring. Oh, I love that. I love that. And spring, I just love spring.
I do, too. My tulips are coming up right now.
So what inspires you?
Leading people to freedom, I think. And Steve and I both know that our passion is to refresh the hearts of the saints. In Philemon 7, it says, your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. And we know some are to evangelism, some are to, teaching, some are to serving. But we just know that is really our gifting, is to take people that are out there on those front lines serving and take them away and spoil them rotten on vacation and bring them back refreshed so they can go back out onto the field of service.
You know, I talk about that a lot, about the isolation of those in service, as pastors and pastors' wives, and how, they need so much prayer, but they need to be lifted up because there's so many people taking a piece of them. It's like being in business and you have your employees, and I call it the monkeys on your back thing. I walk down the hall and there's monkeys on my back, and everybody needs something, and we want to be there for everybody, but sometimes we need to be fed also. We need to have that refreshing time, and it's wonderful to be able to give them that. The other thing is that, as leaders, everybody thinks we have it all together and we have all the answers, and sometimes it's just so difficult because we get tired.
Yeah.
We get tired, and we need to be refreshed. And I love that word, refreshed. Refreshed is a great thing.
Yes, we got refreshed having our massages. That
you know,
was
it
awesome.
Was a wonderful thing. I felt so blessed during that time. What did I say to you at the end when you were on the bench with your husband? I said something to you that was, it was scriptural. It was from the Lord. Do you remember what I said to you?
No.
I said something like, you're going to be used mightily. Or
yes.
Didn't I say something
yes.
like that? In our parting, I just said, you're going to be used mightily. I just felt that. It was from the Lord.
Yeah.
And you are going to be used mightily.
That is my passion and my hope.
We will be back with more of The Sue Free Show and Jackie Lum on 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, E. coli gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new E. coli heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. E. coli termite and pest control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call E. coli at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're halfway through the show, Jackie, and so far I am just energized by listening to you, and I'm encouraged by listening to you, and I'm excited about what the future is going to bring for both of us because we want to do God's work.
Yes.
You know, and we both have a mutual agreement and understanding that, you know, even though we've gone through all of these tough times and how dare these people trespass against us, but we have a forgiving because we're called to forgive. So we forgive those people that have trespassed against us. And you have taken opportunities, even in these, I mean, I can't imagine talking to this policeman who didn't get the correct punishment. Should have been so much stronger than it was, but you still, and it's by God's grace, you did it. There's no way personally you could have done this without the Holy Spirit in you.
Mm-hmm.
But you spent 3 hours with this policeman who did what to you?
He, for a period of 1 year, he raped me and tortured me, and he would follow me home and put his lights on in his car like I was being stopped for a ticket, and then get in my car and rape me and, you know, threaten to kill me or whatever if I told. So I still don't, that's one area I have not totally walked in victory yet, is I hate being stopped by the police officers. You will see another side of me for a little bit. And I also have a concealed weapons license, so you have to, disclose that to them, and the whole thing just makes me nervous. So I will do anything not to be stopped by the police department.
You know, my son is in that field, and I can tell you that, you know, that's an amazing thing. And I'm sure that when policemen are being trained, I don't think that's something that's brought up. You know, I mean, because it's something to be, there's so much that goes through, I'm sure, a policeman's head during when they're pulling somebody over. I'm sure that's not one of them, you know?
Yeah, I actually, last summer, I took Steve's bug truck up to fill it with gas and have it washed. And when I was pulling out of the gas station, a car came into the parking lot and cut in front of me and cut me off. Well, when you're driving a truck with a billboard on it, you know, you have to be kind and sweet. And but I kind of just, like, threw my hands up like, hey. And it was an unmarked police car, and he followed me up the road, and I called Stevie on my cell, and I said, baby, he's following me, and I was so upset. And he's like, honey, just calm down, pull into Walgreens. So I pulled in, and he followed me in, and I was like probably on level 10, Suze. You would not have been proud to know me at that moment. And
understandably so, though.
But
you know,
the poor man, when he finally got me stopped, you know, he was like, ma'am, are you okay? And I started screaming at this poor police officer. I said, no, I'm not okay. You scared me to death. And so once I finally explained to him what was going on, he was horrified. And you could tell, like you said, that there had not been training that this could arise, that this situation could happen. And, oh, he felt terrible. He said, I'm sorry, I always pull in like that, and I need to not do that. And he just wanted to make sure I was okay, and I thought I was going to be dead, you know.
Wow. Amazing story.
But it's amazing what we do when fear does take over. You know, we need to just stay in the peace of God instead of allowing fear to take over, because you see different sides of people when fear is present.
Absolutely. You know, and that's in us for a reason, too. There is a reason that's there, and, you know, it can be a good thing, but we just have to check it. We have to check what's going on right now. You know, in your marriage, you said that, you know, just a summary of something that we already talked about was, is that you said that your husband did not know all the things that you've been through because you didn't talk to him about that. In fact, you didn't expose this until how many years ago? You've been married 30. So 9 years ago, you said, around?
It was either between 7 and 9. I don't know exactly.
Yeah. So you went through all of that married time, having a baby, going through all of that, holding all of these secrets inside of you.
Yes.
That is amazing. That is amazing. But it comes out, doesn't it? There's things that happened. I mean, that happened when you're, you know, stuffing these emotions and these feelings. There's things that happen. So yeah. Some of the things that happened, you said, were you ate and you shopped,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you were trying to stuff it.
Yeah.
So how did you actually, did you sit down one day and just decide, I've got to tell my husband? I could imagine what it would be like to be a fly in the room on that day.
Actually, the way it happened, Susan, was another, like you say, God thing. A friend of mine from New York was visiting with her family, and we had just come in from the beach, and I said, Petey, I'm going to run in, grab a shower, and then I'll start dinner for everybody. And all of a sudden, I heard my mom say, you know, we're here, Yak. That's my nickname to my whole family, Yak, I guess, because I talk so much. And the fear that came over me because the one family member was there who had raped me all those years. And I came flying out of the shower, and I looked at Stevie, and I said, baby, where is Patty? And he said, well, I think she's in the garage. And I said, well, where is? And, you know, I named the family member. And he said, I think he's out there talking to her.
I just got chills.
And the way he said, the look on my face was, it was like the Lord showed him almost as a movie everything that had happened. And I used to protect Patty. Patty and I have been best friends since probably sixth grade. So I used to protect her from this family member so she, too, wouldn't be abused. And he said, you had that look of that protector.
Yeah.
That, and he
mother
said,
and
Lord,
her cubs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And he said the Lord just showed him the whole story. And the look on his face, Susan, was just like, oh, no. And there was all kinds of chaos, dogs running through the house, people running everywhere, and yet we had this exchange across the room that can only be explained by the Spirit of God.
Wow. So what's happened with this family member? You said it was your father or stepfather?
I have not said who.
Oh, you haven't. Oh, okay.
But it is.
It's a family member.
He's still very involved in our family. I serve him when they're here, and you know, we have had an understanding. I have spoken to him very strongly, and you know, if he touched you or anyone I loved, he would have probably a hole between his two eyes.
Right.
But until he does something again, the Lord has just called me to walk out forgiveness and kindness and love.
And your mom?
She does not. I mean, she knows about the police officer, but she does not know about any of the other part of the story.
Wow. Okay. All right. So let's say that, you know, you say that you want to encourage people and you want to be speaking and whatnot. The message, you're going to write a book and talk about people not being victims anymore and being freed. Mm-hmm. There must have been a freedom that happened when your husband finally knew the secret.
There wasn't. Steve is, I mean, except for his son, I'm telling you, that man is perfect in my eyes. He is so kind and so sweet, and he treats me like a queen. I'm spoiled rotten. And he definitely looks at me in ways I don't think I have earned. He holds me higher than I think I have earned. But it has just given us such a tender time, and he's very protective. He's always aware of our surroundings, and just does not ever want me to be hurt.
And there's a message in that, Jackie, that most women, that's something that's very, very important for any woman, even though, you know, we're supposed to be strong to some degree. You know, the man is supposed to be the strong protector.
Mm-hmm.
And when a woman doesn't feel protected in her family, if a woman doesn't feel protected, and that comes in a lot of different forms.
Yes.
And but it's very important to a woman, isn't it?
It is.
Regardless if they've gone through what we've gone through, it's important.
It really is. I remember in the book Captivating, Stacey Eldridge says, you will see a woman's addictions come out when they do not feel protected and loved by a man. And I see that over and over in counseling sessions with ladies, that is the root to their addictions.
Protection and being safe.
Yes.
Right? Safe. That word safe.
Financially safe. It can be emotionally safe, physically safe. There's a lot of, you know, components to safety that a man provides. And But I see that time after time. And, you know, when you were saying that you in your counseling, you realized that you went through what you went through for a reason so that God could use it for His glory. When my daughter Jenna was 15, she was raped by a 31-year-old man, and it took us 11 years, Susan, to get him to sentencing.
Oh, that's a whole nother show.
Yes, that's another.
That's a whole nother show.
Yes, it is. I could run for office on that one.
Yes, but I'm sure you could, and I'm sure you fought the good fight on that one.
Yes, and what I look back to when nobody fought for me with the police officer, that was my training to know how to fight for my daughter, that I did not want her left unfought. And she kept apologizing, Mom, I'm sorry, you have to go to court today. And sometimes it was monthly, twice a month for 11 years. I said, B, you are worth fighting for, and I am not going to leave you unfought for. I love you. And it created a huge bond with her and I. And
I'm sure.
And her, too.
Because you were threatened. Your life was threatened by this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kept on going forward. Isn't that what Jesus does for us?
Yes. He goes forward on our behalf.
Yeah. And he died for us.
One of my scriptures that kept me going, there was actually two at that time. The first one is Colossians 1:17, and it says, speaking of God and Jesus, he says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And there were times, Susan, I just thought, this is not going to work, He's going to get off, or whatever. And when you realize that the planets would spin out of control if He wasn't before them holding them together, then how much more is He going to take care of our individual lives? I love that scripture. It's one of my life scriptures. And in Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season, there's that season word again, we will reap. And I love scriptures with the ifs in it. If we do not lose heart, or if we do not give up, we have to keep going forward in the strength and the joy of the Lord, and don't get weary in doing well.
This is the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5, and we're talking to Jackie Lum. And Jackie Lum is a wonderful spiritual woman who I met in a spa in Sarasota, Florida, about, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
Yes, and it was just this God connection that happened within minutes, seconds, actually. And here we are sharing the most intimate of intimate stories. And I'm just in awe. I'm in awe because when I look at you, you know, it's just like all of us. We could look at a person and we'd say, you know, what kind of problems could that person have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you learn because everybody has a story.
Yes.
And it's amazing to hear people's stories. And we can learn from one another through our stories. And you have fought an amazing fight and you've had God on your side. And even through the trials and tribulations, it's amazing. And the scriptures you've just shared have touched me and encouraged me, Jackie. Mm. And I am so looking forward to what God's going to do with your story and with your life. He's already done amazing things. You've just touched me in a major way. I mean, you've encouraged me. And, you know, I say I'm the encourager, but man, you've totally encouraged me.
You are an encourager, though, too. I look at your website and I think, people say about me, Jackie, you accomplish more in one day than most people do in a year. But then I looked at your website and was like, oh.
My husband says I make coffee nervous. Would you agree?
Yes.
So Jackie, how have friendships impacted you along your journey?
I cannot even begin to tell you about my friend Tanya. And, you know, of everything I've been through, Susan, I think her moving away from here back up to Pensacola was one of the hardest things I've endured, because we can laugh about the silliest stuff. We can go straight to tears together. We can share intimate things. And the other one's not going to go, what are you on, crack or something? You know, we just are able to share everything that's inside. So we don't have to go to food. We don't have to go to shopping. We have someone just like Jesus that we can go to. She encourages me. She laughs with me. We count the days till we see each other again, which will be the 25th of March. I can't wait. And I have so many good friends in our church, our women's ministry that I teach with. They just encourage you. I had 3 surgeries last year, and I can't tell you the meals that get brought and the encouragement and the letters and the emails and people coming and ironing Stevie Lund's shirts for work for me because I couldn't stand on my knee. I mean, just you just see that God sends us people to be in relationship with, not because it's fun sometimes, but because we need each other to hold each other up.
Yes, we do. And do your friends make you accountable?
Yes.
That's important, because I say you can always find people that are going to agree with you and let you do what you want to do, but the real true friends are the ones that are going to call you out.
Yes. Tanya is very good at that, and I'm very good with that with her. And Steve and I can speak truth to each other lovingly, you know, and say, well, that probably wasn't the best idea, you know. And
so, you guys work together?
No, praise God. I'm the hairdresser.
Well, sometimes people can't work together, you know, enough is enough. But, you know.
I'm the little mascot. I bring in coffees to the crew. And,
yeah, you told me that sometimes you surprise visit and bring coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all kinds of yummy.
It's kind of interesting. This is the Sue Free Show on 99.5 KKLA. So what are your hobbies?
I love to make things. I have a business in my home called Frosted Treasures where I make porcelain items. And I'm kind of funny, Susan. I love, like, really modern, but I would also, one of my dreams is to have a real rustic cabin. So I love to make those real rustic, primitive country things. And I love to do that. I love to teach. I love to study God's word.
So do you have prayer time every morning? I mean, people that are listening, I'm just wondering, you know, what do you do? How is your prayer life and, you know, your devotional time? What does that look like?
I do have devotional every morning. Sometimes Stevie will come out and I'll be covered with 6 concordance commentaries. I just love to pick apart Greek, Hebrew. Am I a Bible scholar? By no means. And then I call Tanya a lot, and we'll pray together over the phone. I have a prayer list, too, that I pray from every day. I pray constantly throughout the day, Lord, keep me from eating that cookie. Lord, keep me from putting my foot in my mouth. Lord, show me where someone's hurting. So I do. I study, and as you probably know, if you teach, you have to study, you know, 30 hours to teach a 1-hour class. So
yeah, it's like this show. You know, people say, you know, are you having fun? I'm like, well, no, I'm not really having fun. I'm growing, and I think it's very rewarding to do this show because there's a lot of pressure. You know, when you are called to teach, and I never thought of myself, Jackie, as a teacher, I dance and I compete in dance, and people say, well, why don't you teach because you're so good and you know what you're doing? And I'm like, I'm not patient. I'm not patient enough to tell people, no, your other left foot. You know, I don't have that inside of me to be patient like that. And I don't really break things down like that. I just do it. You know, I'm a do it person. Mm-hmm. So, I never thought of myself as a teacher, but what I've realized now, the Lord showing me that being on the show, and, you know, ministry is teaching too. It's coaching, it's teaching, it's encouraging, cheerleading, it's doing all of those things. And in work at Ecola, I am teaching my employees by how I walk and my talk, and my walk and my talk need to match. And I am teaching them how to deal with people by how I deal with them. So there is teaching just by, you know, every step I make and every step you make, somebody's watching.
Yeah.
And in watching, we are it's a testimonial, it's ministry. We affect others just by entering a room.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to realize that the impact we have on those, even if we don't open our mouths, the way we dress, the way we talk, the way we walk, everything we do is impacting somebody somewhere. And keeping that in the forethought of my mind, we need to make that a good impression. We need to impact them positively. So yes. It's amazing to think of that, though, because that's powerful.
And everything you said is so true. People think you have to be this, you know, professional teacher in front of a group, and I wish I had written down the scripture reference too. I saw a scripture this morning that said exactly that. Those are watching you. Those who are watching you, you be that great example. And it was just funny when we were in our robes together waiting for our massages, and you said, I never would have looked under that clay thing to see the muffins.
I wouldn't have.
You know,
I'm so thankful you turned me on to that.
And it was just such a great interchange. You know, I could have sat there quiet. You could have sat there quiet. But yet we had so much fun with the foot massager, the muffins. You know, it wasn't by accident, like you said.
Absolutely not. So how are you able to lose 130 pounds? Because we're almost at the end. But I think there's people out there that would want to hear this.
Well, again, Suze, the Lord showed me, I decided one day, you better start getting this off, girlfriend. So I prayed, I said, Father, show me. And the next day, my friend called and she said, Jackie, turn on such and such channel. This girl weighs exactly what you do. And she just started walking one day, and she walks 5 miles now, and she's gotten her weight off. I thought, well, I can still walk. And within minutes, I don't exactly remember how it happened, but I was told about the Weight Watcher program. So by the next day, the Lord had showed me my exercise and my weight loss. And so far, I've lost 130 pounds. I have about 60 left to go. And I'm just going to not grow weary and doing good. For in due season, I will reap my reward.
Yes. And you know what? You look beautiful. You are just beautiful inside and out. You just really are. So that's encouraging for those listening, because I'm sure there's people, you know, it's, you know, it's a tough thing. I sat with two of my girlfriends that I haven't seen for quite a while, and I asked them, sitting around a table, I asked them, I said, you know, what are your goals, or what are you, you know, looking forward to? What are your goals for this year? You know, what is it you want to accomplish? Mm-hmm. And two of the girls out of that table said that they wanted to lose weight. They just wanted to feel better about themselves when they look in the mirror and when they put on their clothes. They just wanted to feel better about themselves. And, you know, we are who we are, and God created us. Yeah. But if we can do better, if we can make ourselves better, if, you know, we're doing it for God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people say, you know, you're a perfectionist, Sue. And I say, no, I'm not. I strive for excellence in anything and everything, because doesn't God deserve that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we need to do the best we can do at all times. And one employee won't be the same as another employee as far as their best. But all I can ask of any person is be your best.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
I do. Steve actually called me earlier, and he's doing the P90X program right now.
I have that. I haven't even tried, Ben. It's tough.
Well, he said, you know, babe, sometimes I expect perfection out of my people, but he said, I'm doing the best I can do, and that's what the DVD says. You know, if your body's at failure point, stop. And the best I can do is not perfect, and I cannot expect people to be perfect. I can only expect them to do their best.
That's right.
He just said that this morning.
Right on. I'm right with him. I agree with that. Let's just give 100% all the time.
Yes.
Well, it's been great, Jackie Lum, having you on, and I appreciate your insight and input. I thank all of you for listening to The Sue Freeze Show on KKLA 99.5. And until next week, God bless you. And just understand you are forgiven. Reach up and He's right there looking down, waiting for you to reach up. He's not going to snatch you out. You have to reach up and ask Him into your heart, into your life. And He's there. He's always there 24/7. He never sleeps. So thank you so much and God bless.
Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Freeze Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.